I'm Lisa, and I'm a family medicine physician, and I'm 51 years old. And thanks to Balance of Nature, I feel great. Being a family medicine doctor is the most fulfilling career in the world. I'm never ever bored, I help people, but it's also incredibly stressful. My approach to stress is to exercise, and I exercise hard. With Balance of Nature, I recover about twice as fast. Fruits and vegetables are so important to keeping healthy, and we try to vary things up. But there's only so many things you can actually purchase at the store, put on your plate, and eat in a day. And so even if your diet is fantastic, Balance of Nature adds little bits and pieces that maybe you're not getting already. So it's extraordinary research. My advice in my practice is just keep eating healthy. And Balance of Nature is a great way to get anything that's missing from your diet.
Start your journey to better health with Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order. And get this special offer by using discount code KATE.
You've heard me talking about copper. FIQ, the FIQ products are incredible. You heard me talk to Dr. Morley Robbins. You heard me talk to Dr. Alfonso Manzo. Look, copper is the ingredient we're missing, and it is the master mineral. It tells the other minerals what to do. Go to the bottom of katedalyradio.com, look for the FIQ ad. When you see the FIQ picture, click on that. You have to click on that in order for the show to get credit for that, and I so appreciate you doing that. At the bottom of katedalyradio.com, where the sponsors are, order the Recuperate, the copper product called Recuperate, and also I take magnesium. I take both every single day. You'll love me for this. Thanks, you guys.
Crayons to explain this, but more government does not make you more free. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
You never want a serious crisis to go to waste. And what I mean by that, it's an opportunity to do things that you think you could not do before.
The way we're going to win over the long term is not just militarily. We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
After 1989, President Bush said, and it was a phrase that I often use myself, that we needed a new world order, and instead it looks like we got a lot of disorder.
The piece of Clinton saying that is always very interesting to me, has always piqued my interest. It's almost like he doesn't want to say it. Not that he isn't in on it. I'm just saying that he is fearful about saying it because I know behind the scenes they talk about the new world order is very well known. But it was interesting to be like, and this is a phrase I don't often use. We don't often use, but like he takes his time to say it. It's very strange. You guys ever notice that about that clip? Anyway, I just picking up on the weird and bizarre that kind of hit me strange. Welcome to the show. I did Alex Jones earlier, and you can catch that. I went through a lot of the questions that I have, and a lot of questions that have not been answered about the footage we have not seen at the school, at the Covenant School in Tennessee. So I went through that for about an hour and then talked about our history with school incidences, not shootings, incidences, because they would count incidences, and that was something that could be very tame, something that, there was gang violence away from the school and they would count that as an incident. And so in the last 20 years, though, we kind of have the same MO going all the time with the same kind of shooter, with the same age group, with the same way that they enter the school, same exact thing. And it's really kind of strange because that never happened before, 20 years ago, really. And so just bringing up questions. I have a lot of questions about the footage that we saw and the footage that we actually clearly didn't see. So I talk about that on Alex Jones today, and you can catch that on camera. They're showing the footage while I'm talking about it. And I also have Melissa Smith with me. How are you, Melissa? She joins me every Wednesday. How are you?
I am good.
Excellent.
I'm always good when it's Wednesday and I'm on with you.
Exactly, right? And so I'm happy to be here and answer questions. We'll take your phone calls too later on in this hour. Then Susan follows Melissa. Always getting into all kinds of things. Tomorrow, Chris Ann Hall and Uncle Milty, he's back. And I'm just grateful you're listening in. And so where do we go from here? Where do we start on this? What we're about to talk about.
I'll tell you a curious way to lead into this. Mm-hmm. Everybody watched, at least I think everybody, mm-hmm. maybe not you, Kate, but you have weightier things to consider. But everybody was watching the Alec Murdoch trial. And mm-hmm. I have followed that for a while through a podcast that mm-hmm. I found interesting. Mm-hmm. And the journalist that really was responsible for putting a lot of heat and pressure on that whole story, mm-hmm. She came out with a brand new podcast just yesterday, and she said something really interesting.
Okay.
This is what she said. She said, I encourage I want to tell everybody, prioritize your physical and mental health, because you can't get the hard work done if you're not in the right headspace.
Mm-hmm.
And then she goes on to say, I had no idea of this level of evil existed in the world. There are lots of people who are out there overriding their moral compass.
Right.
And that really kind of caught me, that her statement about she had no idea that this level of evil existed in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started thinking, like, how much evil do I think is out there in the world?
Right.
And, you know, you've been talking about the school shooting. And we've mm-hmm. seen this happen before. And do we, I don't know quite how to put it, but in our gut, we all kind of know something is wrong, but we're so busy living our lives that we just kind of push it away and push it away.
Yep.
Like, oh, mm-hmm. yeah, I know there's evil people out there, mm-hmm. but they're not in my world.
Yeah.
And so we just kind of push it away, and that kind of sent me down kind of Alice's famous rabbit hole, right?
Yes, I would think, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Well, I found this. This mm-hmm. is an interesting thing. There's a national poll that was just released by the Wall Street Journal and the University of Chicago mm-hmm. that was asking Americans how they feel about themselves, how do we feel about our future, how do we feel about our values.
Yes.
And actually, it's a really interesting poll. The first question that they had here, that they were reporting on at least, is do you feel confident or not confident that life for our children's generation will be better than it has been for us?
Hmm. Good question.
So, yeah, I mean, if I answer that myself, I don't see the future being better.
Mm-hmm.
I ask my 22-year-old son, how do you feel about that? Do you think life will be better for your children?
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have any children yet, but
right. Just
projecting into the future, he said, no.
Hmm.
And in the survey, 78% of Americans do not feel confident that the future will be better. That's a really sad number, because Americans have been optimistic
right. Forever. That's
forever.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Some of the other findings, 1 in 4 Americans say they don't think patriotism is important anymore.
Oh, my gosh. That just makes
one
me
in
sick.
Four. Now, if we flip that around, if I had reported it this way and said 75% still believe that patriotism is important, mm-hmm. you would have felt better.
Right? Yeah. No, that's true, though. But yes, I mean, that's pretty sad. We're not used to fighting for the gift that we got. We're just used to living in the gift that we got. We don't think we have to fight for it all the time, ever. So I can understand why people say that, and it's sad, but I don't think they think they have to fight for anything.
I think so, too.
Mm-hmm.
9 out of 10 Americans still believe that hard work is important.
Mm-hmm.
That's a much higher number than I would have guessed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Right.
It's only 1 in 5 Americans that say community involvement is not important.
Mm-hmm.
That means 4 out of 5 still believe that.
Okay.
A fourth do not see marriage as important, but let's flip it
That's
again.
Sad.
That means 75% still see marriage as important.
Okay.
A third think it's not important to have children. That's an alarming number to me, because I think that's on the rise.
Yeah.
90% say that tolerance is important.
Mm-hmm.
And when I read that to my son, he said, well, how do they define tolerance?
Yeah, I would like to know that, too. What's their definition? Because their definition is
you
have to accept all trans and LGBT and not have a question about it. And not only that, you have to celebrate it and walk in a parade. So their definition of tolerance, you know?
Yeah, he reminded me. He said, you know, tolerance is a code word.
Yeah.
A code word for you have to accept everything I believe.
Right, exactly. Right. Or how I feel at the moment. That's tolerance. Yep, I know. And
but
we think tolerance is just ignoring.
There's room here for maneuvering.
Right.
4 out of 10 Americans do not believe religion is important. But yet again, I want to know how they define religion.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
So I just found those to be more encouraging than I thought.
Mm-hmm.
But here's my caveat. We all know that things are changing in the world. We have this as a gut reaction.
Mm-hmm.
Something is going on in the country, and it's not good. One of the things that I thought was really interesting in here is that it's common. Oh, wait. I got to find the exact right thing. That we have thrown out old values and said, oh, we don't think that those are important anymore.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, we're saying, well, we think the country is in decline.
Right.
So you can't really have it both ways. You can't really say, well, when we were great, we believed these things, but we don't believe those things anymore and still expect the country to be moving ahead in positive ways.
Right. Right.
And I think that's the rub. That's where this like notion of there's evil people out there. And that's the kind of dark heart that we sometimes peel back the curtain and we see it.
Right.
And then we look away. We don't want to see that anymore.
Yeah. I think people have the hardest time seeing it in government. I think people, if they really looked and they could see government all the way back to the scriptures, you could notice really, really easily that government was always the problem. And we don't like to see our government as evil as it actually is. And I think they're the perpetrator of so much evil, all the governments, I think we have a tough time seeing that too. Even apart from just the people, it's the government entity.
Well, I know you've mentioned this before too.
Mm-hmm.
And in my circle of friends, and sometimes even I fall victim to it, we just get on like evil overload.
Yeah, yeah.
We can't continue. It just comes at us so fast.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what I tried to kind of hint at with those numbers is that maybe the country is not as horrible as we think, but there are certain segments of our society that are playing that evil with a megaphone 24/7 in our face all the time.
Right, exactly. I think you're exactly right on that. I think the megaphone of fear that's drummed up, we have people that are provocateurs, they're groomed to be in those positions. Well, they wouldn't have had to have done that had there been enough evil people to deal with to do their bidding. But obviously they had to groom people. Just like today, they still have to groom, they still have to entrap, they still have to do all of these things to get people in positions that they want them in. I mean, they wouldn't have to go to that trouble if we had plenty of people, evil psychopaths walking around. I mean, we have them, but do we have that many? I don't know.
I don't think we do, actually.
Yeah.
Think about who sits in your circle of influence, the people that you go to church with, or the people that, you know, are your kids' friends, whatever. For the most part, they may not agree with you on everything, but they're pretty decent people.
Right.
We still sort of have some of those same core, like we want to be friendly. We want to have good neighborhoods. We want to be good people.
Right.
That's still true. And then there's these isolated incidences like the school shooting that just are going to blare at us now.
And who knows, that wasn't a provocateur. You know what I mean? And who knows? We don't know. That's a good question about these shootings, too. Are they provocateurs that are groomed by the feds? We'll be right back with Melissa. Don't go anywhere. Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and in light of the recent events, your continued support means everything to myself and my employees. To thank you, we're having the biggest sale ever on all my pillow bedding. Get my pillow bed sheets for as low as $29.98, a set of pillowcases for only $9.98. In this economy, instead of buying a new bed, rejuvenate your bed with a My Pillow mattress topper for as low as $99.99. We also have blankets in a variety of sizes, colors, and styles, like plush, waffle, or gossamer, for as low as $29.98. We even have pet blankets from small size to the ones for your car. Get huge discounts on duvets, quilts, down comforters, and so much more. So go to MyPillow.com or call that number on your screen. Use your promo code and you'll get huge discounts on all MyPillow bedding, including MyPillow bed sheets, for as low as $29.98. Get all your shopping in while quantities last. Please order now.
Make sure and use the promo code KATE, K-A-T-E, and get those savings and help Truth in Radio. Thanks, you guys.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Hi there, welcome back. Little Green Bag, George Baker. That's Back in Time, ladies and gentlemen. It's been a while since that song. Welcome back to the show, and happy to have you. I also wanted to say a Balance of Nature, that product is pretty darn amazing. I talk about it a lot because of the fact that this can get you so healthy. And I've seen it happen over and over and over again with the listeners. And so always appreciate all your feedback, because you'll start to feel a difference in about a week and a half. If you want more energy, if you want to feel better, your body needs nutrients. Your body needs fruits and vegetables like it's nobody's business. You need to have these fruits and vegetables, 31 a day. Are you doing anything else in your life that puts 31 fruits and vegetables in that body of yours? If you're not, you need to go to balanceofnature.com and get this product. Your body's crying out for it. It needs it. Drastically get better sleep all the way around. You're going to feel so many things from taking Balance of Nature. And my friends that have been on Balance of Nature for 20 years, I swear to you, they hardly ever get sick, ever. I mean, it's amazing to watch. It's got such a great track record. Go to balanceofnature.com. If you put in my first name, Kate, K-A-T-E, you'll get 30%, 35% off and free shipping. They're going to just lop a whole third off. So amazing. Anyways, I just want you to know that, and I also want you to go get it and put in the code KATE and start taking it right away, okay? It'll just be so great for your health, I promise you. Balanceofnature.com, just pull the trigger. Melissa's here with me, and we were just talking about kind of like evil in the world, and I was talking about the government and how evil it is. I wish people got that memo around the country. Our country, for some reason, wants to believe in our government so much that they are just like wanting, you know, to do what's best for us at every turn. I still don't know why we think that, but they're there to take liberty. And then we're also talking about just people in general. So just the citizenry and evil versus good. And you can take it from here, Melissa.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. Why don't people question the government more often?
I don't know.
That's a really good question. You just brought that up.
Mm-hmm.
None of us believe that I ask anybody, and maybe it's because I live in the Midwest and we're all kind of naysayers.
Right.
But nobody trusts the government. Everybody will go, oh, yeah, the government's terrible.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
We never do anything about it.
No.
Ever.
No.
And in fact, most people just want to, like, push it away.
Well, when COVID hit, they all ran to take whatever they said was the solution. Why in the world did we listen to our government on that? When have the good experts and the good doctors ever resided in government? But everybody, you know, stayed tuned to see what we should do about it. And even though we were looking out our window and couldn't see the effects that they were talking about, there was no actual people just dying off on the sidewalk. But we believed them. And now the tables have turned. So when a post goes up by health departments and stuff, all the comments are like, yeah, stick it to you, you know, evil blankety blank. I love it. But I hope that was enough to learn, you know, some big lessons.
Well,
I don't know.
I really do think many of us, mm-hmm. just, we don't want to have to make every single decision about our lives. We want to believe that
right.
experts, so-called experts, are actually experts, mm-hmm. and they have our best interests at heart.
Right.
And I think the days of thinking that should be over.
Mm-hmm.
They really should.
Right.
We should know that experts... You know, did Pfizer have our best interest at heart,
mm-hmm.
or did they have their own pocketbook at heart?
Yeah.
And you can apply that to anything. What is their interest? Why do they want to do that? And I think that does address a little bit of why there is evil in the world. I will tell you this. This is a kind of an axiom of thinking about the whole problem of evil.
Mm-hmm.
Evil people are out there, and evil institutions are out there, but you will never find one that says, mm-hmm. we are evil.
Right.
Evil people and evil organizations all will tell you that they believe they are operating from some place of goodness.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing this because we care about you.
Right.
That's exactly, you know, Pfizer was never going to come out and say, what we really care about is our profit margin and mm-hmm. making a pile of money off the stupid sheeple.
Mm-hmm.
They're never going to say that,
no.
right?
No, they'll hide it. Mm-hmm.
And I don't think they actually, I think there are people involved in those decisions that actually have convinced themselves
mm-hmm.
that doing what's best for Pfizer is what's best for everybody else.
Yeah, yeah.
So and I think that's really important. Whether we're dealing with somebody who is evil, and evil is a pretty harsh word to use on somebody in your personal
mm-hmm.
sphere,
mm-hmm.
but whether they're narcissistic or whether they're just, you know, confrontational, whatever, they never believe, nobody believes that they are the way they are because they're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right?
They're doing it for... Nobody ever sees... You know, we're not involved in Ukraine because mm-hmm. there's people making piles of money. It always is framed in how we're doing the greater good in the
right.
world.
Right.
And that's not maybe the best way to think about it. And a very interesting little history bit here. Not even Hitler
mm-hmm.
ever... Hitler always framed his arguments... in light of, look at the good that we are doing
right.
for German society. Look at the good that's happening here. Look at these bad people over there. It's the us and them. Look at the bad people over there and what they have done to us.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have to be, you know, we're going to do these things and we're going to make the world better now.
Right.
And us and them thinking, I think, is really dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
Even for us right now, to just say, you know, the media, they're all bad.
Mm-hmm.
That it's them, and then there's us, and we're the suffering. You know, when you begin to think of yourself as victims,
mm-hmm.
then you have given your power away.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's easy. I mean, we have the choice of tuning our media off. We don't have to listen to them. We choose to, but we don't have to. Yeah.
And many of us, I mean, I hardly ever listen to mainstream media anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Hardly ever. I have other places to go and find information. That doesn't mean I'm uninvolved or uninformed. I just look for other sources of information I trust more.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one way, I think, to combat it, is look for those sources of information where you can go and get,
mm-hmm.
you know, things that you believe you can trust. And that
right.
may require some action on your part.
Mm-hmm.
It's not always the easiest thing.
Right.
Well, I think this is really interesting. Here's a philosopher, psychologist kind of person who says there's four root causes of evil
mm-hmm.
or reasons why people excuse me, act in the way that others will perceive as evil.
Mm-hmm.
And that's desire for material gain. Can we think of anybody who fell in that category?
Yeah.
Egotism.
Mm-hmm.
Some people just believe that they're smarter than everybody else.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you've got a lot of ego involved in those individuals who think they can rule the world, who think they have the power to do so. And they've been fed that ego by a lot of people that control them. So it's no wonder. I mean, look at the ego in the government. I mean, the second you get into an elected position, there goes the ego. It's hard to contain in a room, right? So ego is fed to them, and no wonder they want to stay there and absorb more of it, because ego's huge, right?
Yeah, exactly. So desire for material gain, we've seen that at play in mm-hmm. big ways over mm-hmm. the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
And now we know that egotism, I think that's a particularly political thing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Then idealism, we see this all the time as well.
Mm-hmm.
The noble end justifies the means.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we're fighting for right, it doesn't matter if I burn your business down.
Right.
You know, and I don't care that you have no part of that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't care that you did not contribute anything to the problem.
Right.
I'm justified by doing whatever I want to you just because you were in my way.
Yeah.
And I'm a freedom fighter. I'm out there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's so not right. That mm-hmm. is so. And if you find yourself falling into that trap,
mm-hmm.
then stop.
Right.
Now.
Right.
And then they said the last one, which is the evil that we all actually fear.
Mm-hmm.
The tiniest, tiniest little percentage of people are those who actually get enjoyment out of inflicting harm on other people.
Right.
Those are the true, like, sociopaths
mm-hmm.
among us.
Yeah.
Serial killers.
Yeah. You know, I mean, you're going to have psychopaths. You're going to always, no matter what time you live in, you're always going to have all kinds of sorts of degrees of people with values and people without values and people that are psychotics and things like that. I just don't think it's as rampant as the government wants us to believe.
It is not.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the tiny little, we are much more likely to run into people who will perpetrate evil in the world for gain, for ego,
mm-hmm.
or because they think they're noble.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Those are the people, those are the organizations, even in the government, you know, those are the people that you're gonna
mm-hmm.
meet.
Right.
So listen to this one. This is crazy. So I found an article that was outlining how evil inside American society is growing.
Mm-hmm.
So did you know, this is horrible, that if you work for the federal government, if you work for the government,
mm-hmm.
it's almost impossible to fire federal employees unless there's extraordinary circumstances, including watching porn on government computers.
Mm.
So there is a person who were a top-level employee at the EPA is still on the payroll,
mm-hmm.
even though this person was watching porn at work
mm-hmm.
between 2 and 6 hours a day.
Mm.
So that's evil.
Right.
And I think about the people in East Palestine
mm-hmm.
with the train derailment, and I think, oh, is this the guy who's going out there to take their water samples?
Mm-hmm. Mm.
You know, he's a top-level EPA official.
Right.
And it's not blatant evil.
Mm-hmm.
But that is a form of evil, and they can't fire him. If this man worked in the private sector, he would have been out the door forever ago.
Right.
They would not have put up with that.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
But even though the same employee had 7,000 porn files on his computer,
mm-hmm.
they couldn't fire him.
Hmm.
because he's totally shielded by laws that were put in place to protect people from like being dismissed because of political disagreements. You know, oh, well, I'm one party and the party in charge is the other, so we're going to, you know, fire me and keep you and whatever.
They have
whatever.
A lot of that going on right now. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it
the
is.
Unfireable employee.
Unfireable.
Yeah.
That makes me sad.
Yeah. We're going to come right back. We're going to come right back more with Melissa in just a moment. Melissa joins me every Wednesday for this hour, and then Susan joins me. So hang out with us, and we'll be right back on The Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com. Be right back.
There you go.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Of Chicago is the baddest part of town. And if you go down there, you better just beware of a man named Leroy Brown.
Hi there, welcome back, Kate Daly Show. I'm on with Melissa in this hour every Wednesday, and then Susan joins us. And I also just wanted to mention MyPillow. Go to MyPillow, get the wonderful products for Mother's Day and Father's Day. The slippers are to die for. Four layers of amazing. And they actually have an outdoor sole, too, so you can wear them outside. And I promise you that all the males in my family that have these slippers that were gifted to them won't take them off. They love them. They wear them everywhere, even to the store. So I am telling you, these are the slippers. If you ever wanted a good pair of slippers, these are it. They'll last forever. And just use the code Kate at MyPillow.com, and you can get up to 90% off right now for Mother's Day and Father's Day. Size up a little bit because they're a little narrow. Size up. And size up a half size. And also, I just wanted to mention the pillows and mattresses and everything else that they do are tremendous. They're amazing. And they still have their deal on comforters, on the down comforters. I love their down comforters. I've owned many throughout my life, and these are by far the best ones. I also wanted to mention FIQ. Make sure you're taking copper and magnesium through FIQ. It's the best delivery system. There's like 80 good companies out there, but there's like only a couple that I actually trust to put those products in my body. And this is the product line. FIQ is the product line. I love Zelenko products and FIQ. And FIQ has some amazing, the copper recuperate. You got to put copper back in your diet. You have to. We are iron overloaded and we don't have the copper we need to balance it out to tell it what to do. You need copper. So go back and listen to the Morley Robbins episodes that I've done on copper and you'll see why. But you have to click through the picture of FIQ on the bottom of my homepage for the show to get credit for that. And it helps the show and it helps us stay on the air since we're privately owned. We're one of the few shows in the country that's privately owned. Back here with Melissa. No, I like where you're going with all of this. I mean, it is curious because we've been told by the media one thing, and then we see evidences of goodness everywhere too. And so it's hard to know what the reality of our situation really is because we're told so many things. So.
Right. And I have believed for a really long time that we have to fight in the places where we can make a difference. Mm-hmm. And I, a long time ago, not that I've given up on national policy and stuff, I certainly have not, but I know that I make more, there's more impact to be had in gathering people that you can make a difference with.
Yeah.
Strengthen people who are kind of don't quite know which way to go. Talk about values. Talk about vision for the future.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we make more progress individually with people than we do just standing on the street corner with our megaphone saying, you know, the end is near.
Right.
Well, everybody knows the end is near, but nobody knows what to do about it.
Mm-hmm.
So if we as individuals know, if we see I have a friend who's running for a political seat, and I think he'll be a good guy in the seat.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got a really uphill struggle against his opponent is a big time mask guy. And, you know, we have to follow the health department on everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so my friend said, can you please let your friends know that I am running, that they could vote for me?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, absolutely. I can use social media. I can talk to my friends that live in my district and in my neighborhood, and I can make sure that they know what the other guy believes mm-hmm. and why we should vote for this other person.
Right.
I will have more impact at the local level than I will ever have, like, the president is such a schmuck.
Mm-hmm.
That's not going to go anywhere.
Right.
You know, we all know that anyway. But
it's hard to hide.
And a lot of people mm-hmm. don't know what to do at the local level.
Yeah.
So we can make a difference there. I think this is also there's some interesting things. Mm-hmm. Whether you're when you find that you're dealing with people whose intent may not be as good mm-hmm. or as noble or as pure as we would like it. Mm-hmm. So when we're engaging with people who are, shall we call them evil? Mm-hmm. They may not be evil, evil, but what should we do? One of them, and I think this is kind of a hot tip, don't die in the fight.
Right.
It's like Mandy Matney from the Murdoch murders saga said, don't let your own mental health get so, mm-hmm. don't let yourself get so depressed that you're not good for the long haul, for the big fight, because this is going to be a long process. So don't die in the fight.
Yeah, this is a marathon.
If you're trying with somebody and mm-hmm. they're not hearing you, move on.
Yeah.
There's plenty of other people.
Right.
You know, take care of yourself. Take care of your own. And that doesn't mean you have to give that person up as a friend.
Mm-hmm.
If that's what you're committed to, if they're not receptive to what you have to offer, mm-hmm. move on.
We can't change everybody, and we can't change there's always going to be the mass of people that go along, like to be told what they're to do. They're dependable. You've got the masses, and we can never fight to get everybody on board. And truth is always the slim pickings. So if you think back in through history, wherever truth was, you always had a small number of people. There was never a huge mass associated with truth.
Right. And I think this other point here is really important, too.
Mm-hmm.
Work on focusing on solutions. Don't just dwell on problems.
Yeah.
Because that also is very difficult for me personally. And it's easy for me to go down that particular pathway.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, look at all the bad things that are happening in the world. It's just so awful. You know, another school shooting. Oh, my gosh. You know, everything is ugly and bad.
Mm-hmm.
And what I have to do sometimes is think, wait, do I have a solution for that?
Mm-hmm.
What is the solution to that? And I can't make a difference in Nashville.
Right.
I can wake up friends and family to truths about that.
Mm-hmm.
But for all of the people, you know, we need to focus more on speaking about solutions. Americans want to be optimistic and positive about the future.
Mm-hmm.
And if we learn how to play that card more successfully, hey, look, there is a pathway back from this.
Right.
And we make our case well, we will be able to beat it, and we will turn the tide. But we have to quit just being like the media and whining about the problems
mm-hmm.
without a solution of our own.
Right, right. It's easy to feel fatigue like that. Another school shooting, you'll see a lot of people say that. Oh, you know, and we have to kind of check that a little bit, because I think there's a lot to the school shootings, but we have to check that a little bit at the door and say, are we living off of this weird fatigue? Because sometimes I think that we don't kind of stop ourselves from doing that at every turn. You know, I know I feel a little weary sometimes too, but I have to stop myself from doing that, because it's easy to get into, oh, another day. Oh my gosh. Oh my, everything's a hit, you know?
And I think you're right. We get kind of addicted to the
mm-hmm.
hit.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's like a big adrenaline hit all the time.
Right.
And that ultimately just wears us out. And yet again, we're in a place where we're not going to be able to do this for the long haul.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to solve every problem every day.
Right. That's a
good one. Like I said, I have a kind of a personal bent to this, and, mm-hmm. and I have a couple of people in my life who I struggle with, and I would value them as an evil force in mm-hmm. my life. They're, mm-hmm. they don't bring to me anything but negativity, and you know, it's just they're always a struggle. They're the person when I see the text message come in on my phone, it makes me shake. And I'm like, you know what? I need to get control of that.
Right.
And there are some things and some people and maybe some stories. Mm-hmm. If we're talking about the news, maybe there are some stories that I'm just not going to look at anymore. I don't want to hear about any more school shootings because it just makes me sad and makes me depressed. And so that's not going to be the place where I'm going to work the hardest. Mm-hmm. We have to learn how to kind of be selective. I don't have to fix the entire world myself every day.
Right.
There are other people out there who will take the things that they do really well and work on those. And I need to spend my energy and my effort doing the things that are positive and where I can make a difference and where I have the skills to do that. And we all have those skills. Every single one of us has those skills.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's talking on the radio, mm-hmm. that may be the skill.
Right.
Kate, you certainly possess that. And that's a contribution that everybody can't do. But mm-hmm. many of us, you know, we have to be, I guess maybe it's called mindful living.
Mm-hmm.
We have to be a little bit more mindful of protecting ourselves, number one, from evil in the world,
mm-hmm.
and number two, being proactive in the places where we can.
Yeah, take on the fight that you can do. Because I can't go to every single meeting, but I do this. This is what I do on the air as my contribution to pointing things out or telling people about events or things like that. But I can't do this and also get to every single rally and also get to every single meeting and be at every... I would not have a life. And so there's always a balance that needs to be had.
Well, I get alarmed sometimes that there's a lot of people mm-hmm. who already have just kind of thrown up their hands and given up.
Yeah.
Like, well, what can we do about it? Whether we're talking about, you know, pick the controversial subject, whether mm-hmm. we're talking about LGBTQ issues or whether we're talking about, you know, Second Amendment issues or whether we're talking about government encroachment into areas that are unconstitutional.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many that we could name. How many could you name, Kate? If I gave you a minute, how many different issues that are really every single one of them is vitally important?
Mm-hmm.
And I suffer from, you know, fatigue quickly when I look at that list. And I'm like, where do you even begin to make a difference?
So true. You can get overwhelmed. Absolutely. Yeah. It's a lot.
So mm-hmm. it's always find your strength and mm-hmm. play to that.
Right.
And I find oftentimes that my strength is in talking with other people. I don't always have to be, you know, the greatest at everything, but I'm also I'm a pretty good learner of things.
Mm-hmm.
And so I like to, you know, I know some history and I like to share that with people and make a difference that way. And I think we can. We need to, I guess, build more often on common beliefs and quit the us-them thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Even though we do know that there are some pretty substantial divides in the country, our countrymen are not our enemies.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's a page out of maybe the Civil War playbook.
Right.
If we consider the other side of some of these discussions and debate our enemies and we close ourselves up from it, where did that go?
Mm-hmm.
It didn't go anyplace good.
Just the brainwashing of them is the enemy, not them.
That is. Truly, that is.
Yeah.
And sometimes we can help people take tiny baby steps.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I shared with you on the show a long time ago that I have a young friend
mm-hmm.
who's only 11 years old. And he and I had a discussion about vaccines, and he was on the other side of the question from mm-hmm. where I was.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of, he's 11, I don't need to pound on him about how he's stupid and wrong, right? That would not get me anywhere. And it puts him in an awkward spot where he has to choose, like, well, who do I believe here? And he's 11. So instead, I focused the discussion that we had on what do we agree on? And we both came to the place, and I said, do you agree with me that people have the right to choose what to do with their own bodies and their health? And he goes, absolutely, I believe that. And I said, see, we agree.
Yeah, it's a good place.
It's a much more... positive way, and he knows, he's very well aware that I don't share his opinion,
right?
And that's fine. I'm aware that he does not share mine as well. And so I think if we did that more often with our friends, with our adult friends who are more capable, we would also find more common ground than we think.
Yeah.
Most of our friends still believe that marriage is important.
Right.
Most of our friends still believe that patriotism is important. Almost 90% of them believe
Hard
work is essential.
Hey, there's some good things to start with. This is good. This is good. Positive.
Is good.
Thanks, Melissa
it
Smith.
Is positive.
Thanks,
and
Melissa
then,
Smith. Really appreciate you and all your efforts. And of course, we got to go. The computer's going to take us off. Thank you, Melissa. And on to Susan. So stick around. We got a lot more to talk about right after the break. Be right back. Hi, everybody. This is Kate. Hey, go to preparewithkate.com. Right now, you can get some food storage in your home, and you can get such a savings on it. You can get a 3-month supply with $150 off, or you can get a 4-day supply for $297. There's some great deals right now, and the best part is you can actually pay over time, but get it in your house right now. So I'm really letting you guys know, preparewithkate.com. It puts you right into Patriot Supply. They're a fantastic company with fantastic products. And I urge you to go ahead and get some food now, as prices are going to be doubling and scarcity is going to be happening. So please get some food under your roof. Preparewithkate.com. Thanks, guys. Hey guys, Kate here. Hey, I just wanted to make sure that you realize the Pure Body Spray, the Zeolite Spray. There's an ad for that on the bottom of my homepage. You guys might want to grab that. In fact, I'm seeing a lot of really great results from it. This is the one my daughters turned me on to, and they give it to their kids, but also for older people as well. Because of the metals in our body, the things that are so toxic, they think this is what's causing all the Alzheimer's and dementia to happen. And so if that's the case, this Pure Body Spray, all you do is spray it in your mouth, tastes like water, you don't even taste anything, and a couple times a day, and it adheres to the metals and the toxins in your body and takes them out. And so this is an important spray. With everything going on, all of the things showering down on our heads and everything else, this is something that you're going to want in your arsenal. So I highly, highly recommend this Pure Body Zeolite Spray, okay? Make sure and go to the link on the bottom of my homepage. You'll feel better, less brain fog, all kinds of different things that you'll see from getting those toxins out of your body, your liver, everything else. Zeolite Spray is amazing, and this is the purest form on the market, so make sure and get it.